current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, an alternative to free market capitalism. The decision by the Trump administration to apply 25% tariffs on steel and 10% on aluminium from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union once again revealed to the world the manipulative, hypocritical nature of the capitalist nations, America being the strongest and most prominent of them all. For all their talk of free trade and free markets, where international trade is left to its natural course without tariffs, quotas, or other restrictions, when push comes to shove, Western countries show their true colors and betray the very ideals they supposedly value. Free trade is a myth that they pay lip service to in order to maintain their industrial and economic dominance. The colonial capitalist countries punish weak countries for setting up quote-unquote protectionist policies that benefit their own people rather than the Western countries. While free trade policies do create massive amounts of wealth, the beneficiaries are few and far between. Numerous studies indicate how free markets exacerbate poverty in weaker countries by focusing on GDP and production rather than ensuring that the basic needs of every individual citizen are met. On top of that, the Western countries that preach free trade often ensnare weaker countries with interest-ridden loans from the IMF and World Bank. Nothing illustrates this better than the shocking fact that poor countries spend $13 in debt repayment for every $1 that they receive. The US would never accept the terms and conditions that it places upon the weaker countries. In fact, the West adheres to trade agreements as it wishes. The United States' withdrawal from the Paris Climate Change Agreement is an example. Trump cited the draconian financial and economic burdens the agreement imposes on our country as his reason for withdrawing. The Western countries enjoyed centuries of protectionist policies that allowed them to build up their industries before they started singing the tune of free trade. As Cambridge economic history professor June Change said, it was only after World War II that the USA, with its industrial supremacy unchallenged, finally liberalized its trade and started championing the course of free trade. Fearing its inability to compete, America reverts back to protectionist policies, increasing tariffs on foreign imports, providing aid and tax breaks to domestic industry, and reducing the trade deficit by boosting exports. When other countries take similar measures, the US criticizes them for interfering in the market. Yet when the US feels threats to its economy, it tends to develop a case of selective amnesia and forgets about its supposed commitment to free trade. Possibly the best example of these protectionist policies is when the US government deemed certain banks and automakers as too big to fail and provided them billions of dollars of bailouts. In conclusion, the capitalist economic system and its mantra of free trade are mere phrases and slogans used by the powerful countries to dominate the weaker ones. Day by day, the failure of capitalism reveals the fact that the world needs an alternative system. That system is Islam. And when it is once again implemented in the form of a state, the world will see what it has been so desperately missing. Islam's aim is to act as a guiding light for humanity, and as such grant all people a better way of life and a path out of poverty and deprivation, as is caused by free market capitalism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ
And we have not sent you except as a mercy to the worlds. Surah Al-Anbiya, 107. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Current affairs with an Islamic perspective. An alternative to the mainstream narrative. Establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.